This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really digging into something crucial for any business focused on growth. Google Ads waste detection. We've gone through your source material to pull out the absolute must-knows. Think of this as your shortcut to getting properly informed on, well, making every Google Ads dollar actually count.
Exactly. And our mission here for this deep dive is really to help you understand how to spot those, you know, sneaky areas of low ROI spend, finding them in your Google Ads campaigns before they drain your budget, and frankly, stall your growth. Because for any business pushing to scale, every single marketing dollar needs to be a workhorse. It really does.
Okay, so waste detection. That sounds kind of obvious on the surface, right? Just, you know, stop spending on bad keywords. But the source material makes it clear this is much more nuanced. What exactly are we talking about here beyond just the obvious stuff? And why is it so critical, especially right now?
Yeah, it's true. It's definitely not as simple as it sounds. Ad spend waste is, well, it's insidious because it often hides in plain sight. So Google Ads waste detection, as we define it based on the sources, is the precise process of identifying ad spend that isn't contributing, not contributing to conversions or qualified leads or that essential long-term return on investment.
So it's not just about clicks or impressions then?
No, not at all. It's about forensically isolating what isn't working, and then importantly, smartly reallocating that budget to what is. This means pinpointing specific things like keywords that attract clicks but never actually convert into business. That's a big one.
Right. Clicks are easy. Conversions are hard.
Exactly. Or campaigns with a high cost per acquisition CPA but a low return. Even subtle things like underperformances and geographic targeting or maybe device targeting. And of course, ads with low quality scores or maybe just weak messaging that isn't really resonating with anyone.
And why is it so critical now? You mentioned that.
Well, the why it's critical is because these seemingly small leaks, they can become huge problems. They can really derail an entire growth strategy if you let them.
Okay, that makes sense. And what's fascinating here is how this hits growth-focused CEOs directly. We hear a lot about efficiency and marketing,
right.
But why does focusing on waste detection matter so much beyond just saving a few bucks here and there?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, for businesses really trying to scale up, unproductive ad spend isn't just an inefficiency, it's a direct lost opportunity.
A lost opportunity? How so?
Think about it. Those wasted dollars, they could have been put to work capturing genuinely high-value leads, right?
Uh-huh.
Or maybe used to expand service lines that are already performing well into new markets, perhaps. So waste detection really empowers CEOs. It lets them take back control of their their PPC performance. They can demand concrete results, actual outcomes, and just ruthlessly cut out the fluff, the inefficiencies.
So give them leverage almost.
Precisely. And it's particularly vital for leaders who are, quite rightly, skeptical of marketing jargon. They need to see clear, undeniable ROI from every digital effort. It's about turning that skepticism into confidence because you can actually see where every dollar is going and what it's bringing back in return.
Okay, so if someone's listening right now and thinking, I wonder if this is happening in my business, the source material points out some really insidious red flags, things that often fly under the radar. What's one that really jumps out at you? A common sign that maybe a Google Ads waste audit is desperately needed.
Oh, a huge one, definitely, is when you're getting plenty of clicks, lots of traffic maybe, but those clicks just aren't translating into actual leads. Nothing.
Oh, okay.
This is a classic symptom. You're basically paying for the wrong kind of traffic. People who click, sure, but they're never truly interested in what you're actually offering.
Right. It's like paying for window shoppers who never intend to buy.
Exactly. It's like paying to have people walk into your store, but they're all just looking for the bathroom, not to buy anything. That's wasted effort, wasted money.
That sounds incredibly frustrating. And I imagine, closely related to that, another red flag the source highlights is when your cost per acquisition, your CPA, starts creeping up. What's the deal there?
Yes. A rising CPA is a definite warning sign, especially if your customer lifetime value isn't keeping pace, isn't also rising.
Okay.
It means you're paying more and more for each new customer you acquire, which is, well, it's fundamentally unsustainable for growth, isn't it?
Yeah, you can't keep paying more forever.
Right. It's a direct indicator that your ad dollars are working less hard for you over time. They're becoming less effective. Another critical sign is if you simply can't explain your results.
Can't explain them. Like, the reports are confusing.
Well, Well, maybe the reporting is vague, or it focuses too much on vanity metrics like impressions, clicks even, without connecting them to actual business outcomes, sales, leads, real stuff. Or maybe you just have a gut feeling you're flying blind, that lack of transparency. It means you're operating without the data you need to make smart decisions. You're just guessing.
That transparency point is huge.
Yeah.
And the source also calls out two more pretty significant issues. Running too many campaigns without a clear strategy and neglecting negative keywords. How do those contribute to waste?
Oh, definitely. Spreading your budget too thin across, say, dozens of campaigns without distinct goals for each one, that seriously dilutes performance.
Dilutes it how?
Well, it's like trying to water 100 plants with just a single cup of water. None of them get enough to really thrive, you know?
Gotcha. Spreading it too thin.
Exactly. And then there's the often overlooked power of negative keywords. This is so important. Without a strong, well-maintained negative keyword list, you're essentially paying for totally unqualified searches.
Can you give an example?
Sure. Imagine you sell luxury cars, really high-end vehicles, but your ads keep showing up when people search for cheap used cars or junkyard parts.
Ah, okay. Completely wrong audience.
Completely wrong. That's wasted money, pure and simple. Every click costs you something for zero potential return.
Right. So, okay, if someone listening is recognizing these signs, maybe nodding along right now, It's not just about stopping the bleeding, right? It's about making the budget work smarter. What are some of the most impactful, actionable steps the source material suggests for actually eliminating this waste and turning things around?
Absolutely. It's about optimization, not just cutting. The source gives us clear, direct steps. First, you need to audit your keywords regularly and ruthlessly.
Ruthlessly,
yes. Eliminate those broad or irrelevant terms that are just eating up budget without ever converting.
Right.
Be honest about what's working and what isn't. Second, rigorous conversion tracking. This is non-negotiable.
Oh.
You need to be able to trace every single lead, every phone call, every form submission back to its exact source campaign, ad group, keyword. If you don't know where a conversion came from, well, you can't optimize for more of them, can you?
Makes sense. So keywords and tracking are foundational. What about refining who you're targeting or how the ads themselves are performing?
Great point. Third, you have to refine your audience targeting. And this goes beyond just basic demographics sometimes. It's about optimizing by device, mobile versus desktop, maybe time of day, or even specific micro locations where your absolute best customers are concentrated, getting really granular.
Okay.
Fourth, relentlessly monitor your quality score.
Quality score, right? Google's metric.
Yeah, exactly. This score tells you how relevant Google thinks your ad and your landing page are to a user search. It directly impacts your ad cost and how often you show up. If it's low, you're basically paying more for less visibility. So you'll need to rewrite ads that have low engagement or low relevance. Improve that score.
Constantly tweaking.
Constantly. And fifth, and this is critical, reallocate your budget strategically. Don't just spread the risk evenly. That's often a mistake. Instead, actively shift funds away from those underperforming areas and funnel them into the high-performing campaigns, the ones demonstrably bringing in great leads or sales. Double down on what works.
Got it. Focus the fire.
Precisely. And the source really emphasizes this isn't a one-time cleanup job. Google Ads waste detection is an ongoing process. It has to be. It's about continuous improvement to ensure your paid media works harder and smarter over time. With this kind of proactive approach, a Google Ads account can really become a finely tuned engine, one that generates real, tangible leads and revenue, not just abstract clicks that don't lead anywhere.
So wrapping this up, what does all this mean for you, the listener, as you think about your own marketing efforts and maybe even beyond marketing?
Well, here's a final thought to mull over. Maybe something provocative. Considering that even marketing done with the best intentions can lead to these budget leaks, what other areas in your business or maybe even in your personal life might actually benefit from a similar waste detection audit? You know, identifying where resources, time, money, energy are being spent without really contributing to your desired conversions or your long-term ROI, whatever those might be for you.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30-plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.